The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Xavier talks about the 2008 Hawthorn Premiership reunion.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
You have $10,000 up for grabs. I know it's hard getting out of bed and into work on a Monday morning, especially when it's grey and gloomy, but geez, wouldn't $10,000 put a smile on your face?
We just gave away $500 for a bag, so man, yep. $10,000. Well, there you go. Set your weekend up. Who have we got, right? Is that Katie or Caddy?
It's Katie.
Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Katie.
Hi, how are you?
We're great, mate.
How was your weekend?
Oh, listen, never mind the weekend. I'm so excited. We can't believe that we're on air. My kids listen to Xavier every morning and we play Alpha Bucks' Family in the Car. How sad.
Awesome. So they are big fans of Xavier Ellis.
Yeah, they are. They eat out of his hands, never mind anybody else.
they're big fans, but you, Katie, yourself, not too fast?
Yeah, I'll take him or leave him.
Katie, well, that's unfortunate. I've just changed the letter to Q, so bad luck.
Katie, can I just say, you say, oh, it sounds sad. You'd be surprised. Every person we speak to, they all play in their car and the kids get involved. And you say that's sad, but you'd be surprised. Probably 90% of people listening right now are exactly the same as you.
Well, my kids are really unhappy because you're not on speakerphone anymore and they're nudging if they want to hear.
Well, don't worry. They can try again on Friday for Kids Alpha Buck.
And we'll send the audio to you later on. But this morning, mate, your letter is T for tomorrow. T for tomorrow.
Okay.
You got 30 seconds. Every correct answer, $50 or 10, $10,000. You pass your only answer. Must take your first answer. Can I say the same answer twice? Best wishes, mate. I hope you get the 10 grand and I can see it going off today now I've had a look.
I don't know.
All right, here we go.
All right, Katie. Your letter is T. Like they've said, you got 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Name something hot.
Tea.
A game.
Twister.
A boy's name.
Terrence.
A breakfast food.
Toast.
An actor.
Puff.
A brand.
Tetley's.
A movie title.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
A fictional character.
Fictional character.
Pass.
Pass.
A colour.
Time is up.
Well, you started off very strong.
All right, let's count it up.
All right, we've got something hot was a T. That is correct. The game is Twister. That is also correct. A boy's name, you went with Terrence. It's not the one that would have come off my tongue, but it's also correct. Breakfast food, you went with toast. That is correct. An actor you passed on. Tom Hanks, are you a Tom Hanks fan?
Oh, my God.
I was thinking Tobey Maguire as well, big one.
And you got the brand, and you also got the movie title, which was clever, The Long Kiss Goodnight, was it?
Yeah.
But fictional character, you could have gone Thor, Tarzan, or Tiny Tim.
Or Tintin. Is Tintin a fictional character?
Tintin.
One of the greats.
Yeah. Anyway, you've picked up $300 this morning, mate. Congratulations.
Well done. Big shout out to your kids.
Yeah, Alex and Clodagh.
Alex and Coda, well, hello, excellent. And well done. Mum's $300 richer.
Yep, and we're also, because it's raining all week, we're giving everyone a poncho, so you're getting a Hit 92.9 poncho.
Oh, look at me. I won't get pregnant in that.
Good on you, mate.
Poncho, poncho man.
Yes, Ryan.
I want to be a poncho man. Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Literally going to say I hate you guys. I never ever listen to you. I think you're horrible.
Bag us for a bag.
Who do you want to bag out?
I was just wondering how your wedding is going.
Oh, it's actually...
actually, nobody cares.
All right, 131060 is the phone number. This is a segment called Bag Us for a Bag. Now, Xavier, you've got the bag, but we don't know what's in it, right?
No idea what's in it. There's an envelope or a product or something in this bag. I haven't picked it up. So once we decide who has landed the best bagging, we'll vote on that, and then we'll open up and see what's inside.
So everyone loves a roast. Let's be honest. When you're hanging out with your mates, you roast each other.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Ryan. What is your bag, Ryan?
Well, I couldn't really pick between just the one of you, so I decided I'd go for all three of you.
Right, bring it.
Right, I didn't realise that the Three Stooges could have their own radio station.
Oh, mate, I like it. Not bad, not
on,
bad.
You're on the board.
I mean, does feel a little bit like you're 45 years old.
I know, right. Let's go to Harrisdale. Ben, who have you got on your sights?
Yeah, I've got you, Ryan.
Yeah, I've got you, Ryan. Yeah, let's great. Go.
Okay, let's hear it.
Every morning when you call the time, you don't need to say at the moment. It's always, oh, it's 7:53 at the moment. We know it's at the moment, mate. It's 7:53.
You know what?
I'm going to the ATM machine.
At the moment.
You're 100% correct, and I've never thought of that. And strangely enough, neither is all these people who are employed to
well,
coach
that's
our
cause, sharks. Because I do tune out sometimes just because you're getting ready for the next thing that you're saying, so I've never noticed it,
maybe
to
that
be
is
honest.
Us buying ourselves a few seconds to go, what are we actually doing here? Maybe if I just say at the moment. But that's
or,
well played, Ben.
Or maybe mix it up, right? Maybe go, it's...
currently
7:31, 15 minutes ago.
So this has become kind of like a feedback session, which we get sometimes after the show as well.
I don't mind that. Thank you, Ben. Steve, what do you got?
I'm just saying how Xavier's weekend was off with the Hawthorn boys.
Yeah, it was good there, Steve. Thanks.
Was it hard keeping your eyes off the sausage rolls the whole time, mate, while the boys were enjoying them?
They actually showed a couple of replays where I was kicking sausage rolls too.
So,
all right, we got Steve who's just casually fat shaming Zave. We got Ben.
Don't worry, Zave is on his 10 kilo challenge though.
More
Steve-o.
To come. More to come.
Ben who's just giving some actually quite handy feedback, to be honest. And Ryan who's opened the dad book special of 2003.
Which I didn't mind.
Yeah, I didn't mind. Hyde, who are you leaning towards?
Well, I think we're going to have to go Ben.
I'm going to go Ben because I actually appreciate the
feedback.
The info.
Well, there you go.
Ben, it is.
Ben's the winner.
Ben, you're the winner, mate.
Excellent. Woo!
All right, Ben, I've got an envelope in front of me. Bag us for a bag, Monday, June 18.
He's just put his hand in the bag.
What would you like to win out of the bag?
Oh, a trip around the world, like you said.
Oh, I think I was joking.
Yeah, don't oversell it. Zave, don't oversell it, mate. What do we got here, Xavier Ellis?
$500 cash.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Are you for real?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know if your feedback was worth $500, but...
I have another go, Ben, for 500 clams. Hit Ryan again.
No, I think he's had enough. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, mate.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
So this was a pretty horrific story that came out of Western Australia on May 11th, 2018. Aaron Cockman lost all four of his children, his ex-wife, and his mother and father-in-law due to a murder, suicide, which was by Peter Miles. So if you would have heard it, it was absolutely horrific. It's what the biggest massacre since Port Arthur in Australia, and right here in our own backyard last night on Sunday night. They interviewed Aaron Cockman. Now, if you remember when it first happened, he obviously was in quite a lot of shock and he was interviewed on the streets of Margaret River.
Who, of course, was the father.
Yeah, yep. He's the father. And he came across, a lot of people were saying it was a very weird interview.
Mm.
But last night, what I found, and we're going to chuck this up on our Insta story, go watch. It's 13 minutes. It's sad. It's devastating. But there was so much clarity and, like, I thought to me he was very courageous coming out and speaking, and you can just – he's absolutely heartbroken.
He was jumbled the first time
around.
He
was very jumbled, but he's got a – and the thing that I found so interesting was there was so much clarity, but it seems to me like he is okay, not okay with what had happened, that him taking his children, but he's kind of come to the conclusion of how this all happened, which that's the question on everyone's lips, right?
It was why.
How did Peter Miles kill his four grandchildren, his daughter and his wife? So – a lot of people were saying that Aaron didn't have custody of his children, and it was kind of pictured like he wasn't around because he possibly quite was a bad father. But Sunday night revealed last night that there was a lot around this custody dispute, but this will blow your mind.
The custody dispute was resolved using a detailed report by an experienced psychologist. It reveals his opinion of Aaron was overall positive. And crucially, it led to specific court orders on where the children should live. Details we are unable to report due to legal reasons. But by staying on this property, Aaron says those court orders were ignored.
Aaron, I'm going to ask you a difficult question.
Yeah.
If those orders had been enforced, do you think your kids would still be here?
Yes. Definitely.
Oh, just hearing it again, it's absolutely devastating. They said that Peter Miles was suffering from depression and he was seeing a psychologist. That was from one of their good family friends that they interviewed on the show, on Sunday night. They said, Aaron said that when his ex and the four kids moved back into the house, it was like they were all the kids were being groomed to dislike Aaron.
Yeah, and which happens in so many families.
And disliked the grandparents. They also, the suicide note that was found was on the fridge. You know when you kind of write where your groceries are?
Yeah.
Pick up this afternoon. To-do list. Or like, I love you, you know, yeah. Cute little messages or whatever. All there was ex-husband Aaron Cockman to have house content, Peter Miles. So that was the only thing that they left. They did say that it took him an hour and 15 minutes to make the phone call to the police. So he sat there after murdering his four grandchildren, his daughter and his wife. He sat there for an hour and 15 minutes before he called the police and then took the gun on himself. They have another, so one of their other sons, so the grandparents, their son committed suicide a few years ago. They've also got a son here that is waiting for a kidney transplant in Perth. In the hospital, and they said that all this pressure and everything had built up. But these words are quite chilling by Aaron.
If you actually thought in your head that you just cannot possibly live anymore, I just want to kill myself, but I can't because I don't want the kids to suffer. The kids were so close to him, Peter and Cinder.
But why take everyone else with him?
If it solves the problem. It solves his problem. How do I get rid of myself without everyone, all the kids suffering?
Absolutely devastating.
Yeah, I don't want the kids to suffer was his reason for doing it.
But that's what he thinks he is.
Oh, it's just tragic. That you know, yeah. Don't, 'cause suicides and that sort of stuff are absolutely horrible, but killing the whole family is, you're the devil.
Well, and look at Aaron. He's lost his four children.
What's
and the
his
way,
name? Peter.
Peter Miles. And the way that he spoke about his children, like I said, go watch it. It is 13 minutes long. We chucked it up on our Insta story. The really horrible thing that got me was when Aaron found out, he actually found out on the radio. He was with a bunch of workers and they said, oh, mate, have you heard? Four kids and a woman and three adults have all been murdered. And he just said, I just received a call off the police. They're on their way here.
He
said right there and then that was it. He knew.
Yeah, we live in such a safe place where guns are not even seen or heard of or anything like that. And that Peter guy will go down as one of Australia's worst criminals.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely heartbreaking and sending so much love to Aaron and his family that he has left.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
Just a little side note, everyone who calls today gets a Hit 92.9 poncho because of the awful weather happening in Perth, because we are the poncho men.
Poncho, poncho man. I want to be a poncho man.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant work there, right?
Julie, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Now, are you a young grandma or do you know a young grandma?
I am a grandmother, young grandmother.
How old are you, Julie?
I am turning 41 in July, but I became a grandmother at 38.
38.
Wow. So what was that moment like for you? So you obviously had your child quite young.
I did, yes.
And then did you kind of, when you were raising your children, did you say, like, I don't want you to go down the same road as me. I want you to travel and do this and rah-rah.
Absolutely.
And then they came home and said, Mum, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, well, it took her 3 months to actually spill that because she knew I'd be disgruntled. But in saying that, as time went on, you know, you grow to love it. And you know, there's a child coming. And, I'm ecstatic. I love him to bits now. He's nearly three.
Wow. Because I'm just picturing myself here at almost, I've just turned 34. That's 4 years. So in 4 years' time, for me, I could have potentially been a grandma like you, Julie. Well,
so Julie, what was the age breakdown, if you don't mind me asking, between you, your daughter, and then your daughter and your grandchild?
Oh, okay. Well, my daughter's turning 21 in December.
So she was 18?
Was close to 18. She was just before 18. She had him, 3 months before.
Beautiful. Happy 18.
So, I'm turning 41. So he's turning 3 in August.
Yeah.
And that's what they say. I know my mum said, it is honestly the best thing that will ever happen to you. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I've got a pretty good life, Kimmy.
Xavier will turn to mush. Xavier will never cry. He is iron faced. But as soon as that baby's born, you are going to change, brother.
I'll tell you what. Heidi gave me some oils during that song. And I'm almost going to cry now. It's in my eye.
All right. Let's go to Coogee. Maria, are you a young grandma?
Yes.
So how old were you when you became a grandparent?
35.
Wow. So, Maria, without, I mean, well, we have to go into the details, don't we? That's why we're doing a radio show and we just want to know. How old was your son or daughter?
No, it was me. I was
Yeah, so what's the age breakdown when they were...
my son now, he's 35. I was 27 when he... I was 35 when I became a grandmother.
Yeah, so how old was your son when he had his first child? Was he 15 or 16 or something?
19.
Oh, yep, got ya. So you were the younger parent. Got you. Thanks. Yeah, 35. Thanks, Maria. 35. So we've got 38 and 35.
We've got a couple of 38s and 39s on our Instagram as well. But let's go to Canning Vale. Cody, are you the grandparent?
No, I'm the father of the child.
Oh, right.
So, Cody, reveal, please.
Break it down for us.
Right. The nana of my child was made a nana of my child at 27. She's now just gone 29.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so the grandma was 27?
Yes, yeah, married to my father.
Married to your father. So they had...
Yeah, so what's that?
Wait, I'm so getting confused.
Break it down for us, Cody.
I'll break this down. Right? So I'm 23 years old. Yeah. My father's 47 and has a 28-year-old partner.
Oh, got you, yeah.
And now, so obviously married into the family, and now she's turned a young grandmother. She was made a grandma or a nana at 27.
Wow. Okay. Well, I thought that she was her kid and then
I was
getting...
a couple of 13-year-olds.
And then he's ended up with her and I thought, we're on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, Cody, Maria and Julie, thanks for your stories and congratulations. You've all got a poncho.
Poncho man. Call us now if you want to be a poncho man.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Think back to when you were the fittest you've ever been in your life. When was the fittest moment you've ever been in your life? Xavier, can you put a finger on when you would have been at your prime?
Probably 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Heidi, when was it for you?
Well, I was a fat kid for a long time.
Well, you're Shane Warne as a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I was cute, a little bit chubby.
Yep.
But I would say probably me now in the last few years, I've got the fittest I've ever been. You know, running 5Ks was an achievement for me.
When did you run 5Ks?
I used to run 5Ks the last couple of years, but I've given up running now and I skip and do high intensity. That's my
hit.
We call it hit in the industry. Hit. But that's what I'm good at the moment.
Well,
I'm really good at skipping.
So you're pretty much like in the best shape you've been?
Yeah, I reckon.
Xavier, is it fair to say you and I, probably a fair bit off our...
Absolutely.
All right, so Zave, if 10 years ago you were at 100, like 100%, what percentage do you think you'd be at like right now?
50.
I reckon I'm at like 20 or 30. Like I've fallen off the way. Because people see photos of me when I was younger and they're like, oh my God, you look totally different. And it's like, what are you saying, bro?
Well, you've also gone for the hipster look as well, I think, which throws people a lot. Because back in the day, you weren't hipster.
I had a shaved head and a shaved face and was 25 kilos less.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to like not get as fit as I was, but just, you know, I don't want the dad bod to just blow out too much. I'm trying to curb it in. So I'm doing a couple of, you know, the F45s, do like a one-week trial, two-week trial, that sort of thing. And there's one like 100 metres from my house in North Freo. So there's no, usually like, oh, it's too far away. And my girlfriend Bridget's like, we can see it out the window, mate. There's no excuse for you not getting to this trial.
Stop ordering your Uber Eats and go to the gym.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. And I was there yesterday and I was working out with this guy called Tim, who's a lovely guy.
Hey, Tim.
And he is killing it. And you know when someone's just so much better at something than you are, it's almost off-putting. Because you're like, oh.
Pretty much been my whole life.
Right? And so he looks over at me and sees I'm struggling a bit and just sort of, you know, a friendly guy just goes, hey, mate, how's your training going? How are you looking? And I said, oh, I'm hurting, mate. Like, it's tough, but I'm trying to do every second day. And then so on my rest day in between, I'll go for a walk. You know, I don't want to overdo it, but I want to, you know, try
loosen and do
something.
Loosen the legs up.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, I'm the same. I try and do a tough day and then a lighter day. And then I looked at him and I looked at me and it's hard to think that we had something in common when it came to fitness, if you know what I mean. Like I'm looking at him going, we're not the same.
Yeah.
So I go,
you've got a six pack. I've got a six pack of beer.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know, what do you do on your rest day? And he goes, oh, that's today. Oh. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, oh, well, I work out hard every morning, and on my rest day, I do F45 in the afternoon, and on my heavy days, I do a proper workout.
But F45 is a proper workout.
That's what I said. I heard
that, like, it's like the, wow, this guy must be a machine.
Yeah, and so it got to that point where, like, some people are inspiring when they're really good, yeah. But he was so good. I was just like, why do I even bother? Why don't I just walk straight to KFC right now?
Well, Griffo actually said when we were looking at your Instagram on the weekend, he goes, geez, Ryan's lost some weight.
Oh, and no, I- mate, that's not weight. That is Instagram filters and Photoshop all the way. I'm fatter than I've ever been, no doubt about it.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
But right now, let's chat to this guy.
We're used to having Tommies on the show.
Tommy Little, you effing legend.
Our next guest is much more polite. Please welcome the very witty Tom Gleisner.
Yes, welcome, Tom.
Not a legend, just polite. There you go. Thank you, guys.
Although I will add on the record, Tom is now an Officer of the Order of Australia, yes. As named last week. So congratulations. That is
Thank
a huge
you.
Honour.
No need to stand, just a curtsy.
I am standing, nice. Though, for you, and I'm doing the curtsy right now, Tom.
Lovely, thank
so
you.
So do you get a little medal or something, Tom? Is there a ceremony? How did it play out last week?
There is an investiture ceremony later this year. You get the choice of a medal or a tattoo. So I'm going to go for the tattoo.
Hey, Tom, have you had to sign your name since you have had the Order of Australia medal? Mm. And did you whack OAM at the end, or is it something you've left off?
I just can't quite bring myself to do it. But, you know, if I'm trying to get out of a speeding ticket or something, I think it might be making an appearance.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right. Have you been paying attention? Is on Channel 10 tonight after MasterChef. We thought we'd do a little trial run.
Sure. I've got a couple of questions. See whether you guys have been paying attention. Your names shall be your buzzer. Standing by?
Okay, yes, ready to go, Tom.
Okay. Optus has been forced to apologise to soccer fans. What for? Heidi.
Because they kept the live stream and kept dropping out over the weekend.
Is it really that bad? I haven't actually had a look. But
hashtag dropped us.
Done? Okay, Heidi, you're on. Yeah. Okay, an Indonesian woman tending her vegetable garden has been eaten alive by
Xavier.
What? Xavier.
A python.
Wow, a giant python, in fact. So,
yes.
Wow.
How does that happen?
Well, you're standing around tending your vegetable garden. Well,
I know that.
I thought pythons were supposed to be the friendly ones. Like, oh, it's just a python, it swallows people whole.
Yeah.
We've all been to Australia Zoo and seen Bindi Irwin. No one told us pythons came from there. All right. Royal news. Camilla has shocked onlookers by removing what in public?
Oh, Heidi.
Heidi?
Her hat.
No, lower part of the body.
Oh, her stockings.
Xavier.
Her skin-toned stockings.
No, she took her shoes off.
Oh.
Was she walking out of the nightclub with her heels in her hand?
No, she was on a beach. She was just galloping. I mean, she was walking along a beach and kept her nude stockings on, but still breach of protocol. No one gets that.
Well, because Megan recently didn't wear her stockings, and so that's why I thought, oh, Camilla might be following.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go for the tiebreaker.
Okay.
For the tiebreaker, for Ryan to get on the board. Come on,
yeah,
here we go.
My tiebreaker.
Perth Arena is set to be renamed what?
Heidi. RAC. Perth Arena. RAC Arena.
Done.
Is it really?
Yeah. Heidi Anderson for the win.
Someone was reading the news of the weekend.
Wow. Well
Someone
done,
didn't have a life on the weekend.
Tom Gleisner, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have you been paying attention? It's on 10 tonight after MasterChef. Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hitter. Download it today.
Xavier Ellis, it is good to have you back in Perth. On the Friday show, you're in Melbourne gearing up for the 2008 Hawthorn Premiership 10-year reunion. How are you sounding this morning? Feeling fresh?
No, I think my voice is getting better.
Worse.
Okay, no, I do apologise for the croaky voice. It was a very big weekend, but a very joyful weekend, Ando.
And I'm sure you would have done lots of screaming and cheering, you know, for yourself when they were showing clips of you up on, you know.
No, there was no clips or anything. It was just a good time to catch up with people. Some people I hadn't seen for 10 years, literally.
Wow.
Well, we know Zave, when he has a couple of ales, you know, likes to get a bit rowdy and a bit lippy, I think it's fair to say. And Xavier's lippiness, I believe, made it to the Channel 7 broadcast on Saturday night. Have a listen to Channel 7 commentator Cameron Ling.
And as I was heading down to halftime to go and have a chat with Amy Burgoyne, I did get to walk past all the 2008 reunion boys who were in good voice. And just let me remember who they knocked off that day. The boys were having a bit of fun. It was good to see them all.
So Cameron Ling was playing. You beat Cameron Ling on.
We did beat Cameron Ling on the day.
Do you remember giving him a bit of a taste on the way through there? Or
no, I think I did say something. No. But he was walking next to the physio.
Right.
And I was actually next to Sam Mitchell as well. But the physio walked down, and I call the physio a four-time All-Australian physio because he's won four premierships as a physio.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether maybe he assumed I was shooting something at Cameron Ling, but I was definitely not directing it at him. So if that was the case, I do apologise.
Maybe we've got Lingy on the phone.
No. We don't need that.
Maybe a few of the other boys were slinging a few zingers his way.
No, I think they might have been. But the reunion was fantastic, and obviously everyone gets together, and there was a massive function yesterday with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And we had the 30-year reunion, 40-year reunion, of course, the 10-year reunion. Now, they got a couple of the old boys up on stage to talk about, the year and what happened and the grand final and lots of stuff. Now, the 30 and 40-year reunions, the guys that went up on stage were David Parkin.
Yeah.
Premiership captain, four-time premiership coach, Hall of Famer. Jason Dunstall, four premierships, 12-time leading goal kicker, three-time Collingwood medalist, Hall of Famer. Dipper, Robert Domenico.
Yep.
Five-time premiership player, Brownlow medalist, Hall of Famer. Dermot Berrettin, five-time premiership player. Sam Mitchell, 300 games, four premierships, best and fairest Brownlows. Michael Tuck won seven flags.
Yep, seven flags.
Wow.
430 games.
Yep.
Alistair Clarkson, four-time premiership coach and arguably the greatest coach of all time. And my fat guts.
Wait.
Michael Tuck nearly won more premierships than I played games.
So they had all those people on stage and then yourself. How did you get?
No, well, they did in groups of four. So the 40-year reunion were in four.
Yeah.
Then the 30-year reunion were in four. And then the 10-year reunion were in four. So it was me, Clarko, Sam Mitchell, who obviously is a megastar and was captain of that year, and Campbell Brown. Now, I got pushed into it by Luke Hodge. He said, X will do it. X won't do it, but I'm so scared of Luke Hodge. I was like, no worries, Mr. Hodge. What am I doing?
You're still scared of him. He lives in Brisbane. He couldn't live further away from
him. No, I'm still scared of him.
Well, and so when they introduced you, Xavier, what did they say? Like, because they obviously said probably everyone's accolades like that. What did they say? Can you just picture the moment?
Xavier
Ellis.
2004 Melbourne Grammar School football captain. I don't know.
Well, we've got a bit of audio actually from the presentation here, Zave.
I had a meeting out of the palm of my hand. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. I just had some great names there all talking about their great accolades. This is what they threw to Xavier Ellis.
Hicks wanted me to ask him the question when we were down on the table. Do you know who holds the record for the most marks in an AFL grand final?
Who holds the record, Hicks? I've actually left the game with two records. Most marks in an AFL grand final and the most subbed off player in the history of the game. So,
the crowd goes wild, Ellis.
In the rooms before the game that were sort of bouncing around the walls and you thought, who knows what's going to happen here. To be honest with you, I think we're all pretty relaxed. So I actually remember in the warm-up, I kicked with Croft, the 15-metre passes. And that was the most nervous I was. I was like, I don't want this old bastard to do a hamstring early. But I was so nervous, darting left and right, the poor bugger. But I think we're all pretty cool, calm and collected. But
so that was some of my insightful stuff following some of the greatest champions in AFL history. So I was slightly embarrassed that I had to sit up there, but it was great fun.
Well, I'm just so grateful that I'm sitting here with a premiership player.
Now more I think about it, I shouldn't feel bad. I've actually subbed those legends out and subbed you guys in. So how lucky am I?
Yeah, how lucky are we?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up on Hit 92.9.